Welcome to the Shango Diaries, where passion meets vulnerability and love unfolds one story at a time. Modern, raw, and unapologetically real. Get ready to dive into the unexpected. This is the Shango Diaries, written by M. Madison.
Monica is really out here making power moves.
Oh, yeah.
As the associate producer for Iron Ring.
Yeah.
But Shango's definitely still on her mind.
Right.
It's only been a month.
It has.
And she already hit the pause button.
Yeah, she's definitely trying to focus on her career.
Yeah.
And you have to admire her hustle.
You do.
She's juggling so much her son's work.
Yeah.
And now this whole situation with Shango.
Well, she did send him the Alicia Keys song, Tell You Something.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly, she was feeling some type of way.
Right.
And his response.
I mean, I love you.
That's
aww.
Yeah.
That's swoon worthy.
It is sweet. But remember, he followed up with that whole tremors between your thighs comment. It's like he can't help but mix those grand gestures with something a little more, shall we say, physical.
Okay, so he's a little forward.
A little bit.
But their connection is undeniable, wouldn't you agree?
I
remember that dream she had about him.
Yeah.
He's taking care of her, making her feel safe. I do see the chemistry,
right.
But I can't help but wonder if he's rushing things.
Yeah.
He's already talking about living together, having a baby, merging finances.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's a lot to process, especially when Monica's trying to build a stable life for herself and her sons.
And she's not shutting down the idea entirely. She's
right.
Thinking practically, like always.
Yeah.
How would we handle finances? Where would we live? What about the kids' schedules?
Sensible questions.
It's Monica being Monica, organized and planning ahead.
Which is completely understandable.
Right.
She's a busy woman working late nights.
Oh my God.
Coordinating pitches.
Yeah.
Even planning a comedy tour on top of everything else.
Right.
But I think what's fascinating here is the contrast in their approaches to love.
Yes.
Shango's all about grand gestures and sweeping Monica off her feet
yeah.
while she's grounded in reality, focus on the logistics.
Well, she does need a man who can handle her ambition, right? Now look at that ESPN pitch email.
Yeah.
She had everything mapped out down to the minute.
Oh, yeah.
That's impressive.
Absolutely.
Right.
And it highlights that even with all this relationship drama, Monica's still killing it in her career.
Oh, yeah.
She's not letting anything hold her back.
She's definitely a force to be reckoned with.
That's right.
Speaking of forces.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this whole coach situation.
Right.
Remember that cryptic email?
Yeah.
Monica turned down a trip with him because of trust issues.
Now that's intriguing.
Right.
There's obviously some history there, some unresolved feelings.
Yeah.
And the fact that Coach said, I love you, and Monica didn't respond,
oh.
It seems like she's closing that chapter.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Or maybe she's just trying to keep things strictly professional.
Sure.
I mean, she does have a lot on her plate.
Yeah.
But it does make you wonder about their past.
It definitely adds another layer to this whole story.
Right.
And then there's that bombshell. Monica tells Shango it's exclusivity or nothing.
Oh, yeah.
She's drawing a line in the sand.
Good for her.
Yeah.
She knows what she wants, and she's not afraid to ask for it.
And she's not playing around.
Nope.
Remember the email to her best friend, Todd?
She
even gave Shango a deadline to respond.
Boy.
That takes guts.
And then silence?
Mm-hmm.
Shango goes completely radio silent.
Oh, yeah.
No response. No explanation.
Tough.
Can you imagine how hurt Monica must have felt?
Absolutely.
Right.
She put her heart out there, expressing her feelings, her dreams of a future together.
I know.
And he just disappears.
Yeah.
It's not a good look.
Especially after she compared him to Jordan's sperm donor.
Oh, wow.
That had to sting a little.
That's harsh.
Can you blame her? She's looking for a man who will step up and be present.
Right.
Not someone who avoids difficult conversations.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And his response when he finally does reply.
Oh, my God.
Blaming his busy schedule and a leaky roof.
Oh, no.
Not exactly the romantic hero we were hoping for.
Like, I know. It's like he's completely missing the point. Instead of addressing her concerns about exclusivity, he's deflecting and making excuses.
It's classic avoidance behavior.
Right.
And it, honestly,
yeah.
It makes you wonder if he's truly capable of giving Monica what she needs.
Well, she's certainly not letting it get her down.
No.
She's still focused on her work, taking care of her sons, and handling everything life throws her way.
She's resilient, that's for sure.
Yes.
But I think what's really interesting is how she's balancing her personal life with her professional ambition.
That's Monica for you.
Yeah.
Always multitasking.
Yeah.
But it does make you wonder how this whole Shango situation is going to play out.
Only time will tell.
Right.
But one thing's for sure. This is just the beginning of the drama.
Oh, I can't wait to see what happens next.
Me too.
This is going to be good.
It is juicy.
It is.
Very juicy. Yeah, it really makes you think about the kind of pressure she's under.
Right.
It's not just about finding a man. It's about building a legacy.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that out-of-office email?
Yeah.
She's always on the move building something.
She's a total boss babe.
Right.
And even with all that going on, she still manages to have a little fun.
Yeah.
That backgammon email exchange.
Oh, yeah.
Hilarious. I love how she playfully hints at showing up early in the morning.
It's like she's saying, I'm busy, but I can make time for you if you're worth it. There's definitely a playful flirtation there. A
little
push and pull that keeps things interesting.
And let's not forget that she actually declined to go on a trip with Coach.
Right.
I remember him. Clearly. There's still some unresolved issues there.
Yeah.
But she's choosing to prioritize her situation with Shango.
It's almost like she's subconsciously testing Shango, seeing if he'll rise to the occasion.
Mm-hmm.
And his silence.
Oh.
It's almost like he's failing the test.
That long email she sent him after he went silent.
Yeah.
You could feel the hurt, the confusion.
Right.
She was pouring her heart out, talking about building a life together,
even
sharing a child with him.
Right.
And notice how she weaves in those practical details.
Yeah.
Like picking out linens and managing bills together.
She's got a plan.
Right. It's like she's saying, look, I can be romantic too, but we need to be realistic about this.
Yeah, she's keeping it real.
I think that's what makes Monica so relatable.
Yeah.
She's got this fierce ambition, but she also wants a love that's grounded, stable.
Right.
She's not afraid to be vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
But she's also got her head screwed on straight.
And then Shango responds with a leaky roof.
I know.
Seriously.
Right. Talk about a deflating moment.
Instead of acknowledging her feelings,
right,
he deflects, talks about being busy, stresses about digesting her email.
Okay.
It's like he's emotionally unavailable.
Which is frustrating because you can see the potential there.
Yeah.
There's genuine affection.
Uh-huh.
But his communication style is all wrong.
Right.
He's pushing her away when he should be pulling her closer.
Exactly.
Monica's not one to sit around and wait. Remember that email to Tony about their son Jordan's birthday?
Uh-huh.
She's taking charge, handling her responsibilities.
Yeah.
Even when it comes to co-parenting.
She's definitely a woman who knows how to handle her business.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder, though, what's going through her mind?
Right.
Is she starting to doubt Shango?
Mm-hmm.
Is she questioning if this relationship is worth the effort?
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I also see a strength in her,
mm-hmm,
a determination to create the life she wants.
Yeah.
With or without Shango.
Mm-hmm.
She's not going to compromise her values or her dreams.
And I think that's an important lesson for everyone.
It is.
You have to know your worth, set boundaries, and be willing to walk away if someone isn't meeting you halfway.
Absolutely. You deserve a love that's reciprocal.
Right.
A partnership where both people are invested.
Exactly.
And honestly, I think Monica deserves that more than anyone.
I agree. She's a catch.
She is.
And I have a feeling she's going to figure this out one way or another. She's got too much going for her to settle for anything less.
So what do you think?
Mm.
Can Shango redeem himself?
Ooh, good question.
Or is this relationship headed for a crash landing?
I don't know.
I think Shango's really missing out.
Oh.
Monica's bringing a lot to the table.
Absolutely.
She's smart, driven, and she's raising two amazing boys.
Right.
Any man would be lucky to have her.
But let's get back to those emails.
Right.
It seems like things are coming to a head.
Right.
Remember Monica's email where she calls Shango out for his mixed signals?
Mm-hmm.
She's not playing games anymore.
Right.
She wants to know if he's truly the one, or if she needs to move on.
She even suggests that maybe he's not ready for a committed relationship.
Right.
And she's willing to step back.
Yeah.
But you can feel the hurt in her words.
Oh, absolutely.
She's putting her heart on the line.
Yeah.
And hoping he'll catch it.
It's a powerful moment.
Yeah.
And she doesn't shy away from expressing her desires, wanting a future with him, possibly even children.
Right.
She's painting a picture of their life together.
Yeah.
But she's also making it clear that she won't wait forever.
And then she drops the bomb.
Oh, boy.
Suggesting that maybe she should move her things out of his house.
Right.
Since he's seeing other people.
Yeah.
That's Monica taking control, setting boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
She's not going to be anyone's second choice.
It's a bold move.
It is.
She's basically saying, I love you, but I love myself more.
Right.
She's not going to compromise her self-worth for a relationship that's not meeting her needs.
And what does Shongo do? He comes back with excuses.
I know.
His leaking roof, his busy schedule, the stress of having to digest her email.
Oh, please.
Seriously.
It's almost comical, isn't it?
It is.
Instead of acknowledging her pain and offering reassurance,
right,
he deflects,
uh-huh,
blames external circumstances.
Yeah.
It's classic avoidance behavior.
And then he has the nerve to accuse her of assuming the worst.
Oh, wow.
And making him question their relationship.
Really?
It's almost like he's trying to turn the tables and make her feel guilty for expressing her feelings.
It's a common tactic.
Right.
Used by people who are emotionally avoidant, they shy away from confrontation and responsibility.
Yeah.
Often putting the blame back on their partner.
So the question is, can this relationship be salvaged?
Ooh.
Can Shongo step up and become the man Monica deserves?
It's hard to say.
Right.
He needs a serious wake-up call.
He does.
He needs to realize that Monica is a prize, a woman who deserves to be cherished and respected.
Right.
He needs to communicate honestly, be present, and prove that he's capable of meeting her needs.
I think Monica is a strong and independent woman.
Oh, she is.
And I have no doubt she'll make the right decision for herself.
Yeah.
If Shongo doesn't rise to the occasion, she'll move on and find someone who truly appreciates her.
Right.
She deserves nothing less.
Absolutely. This has been a fascinating look into the complexities of relationships.
It has.
We've seen passion, vulnerability, frustration, and everything in between.
It's true.
It's a reminder that love is a journey, not a destination.
Right.
And sometimes those journeys take unexpected turns.
Well, we'll be back next week.
We will.
With a new deep dive and a new story to unpack.
Can't wait.
Until then, remember to communicate honestly.
Yeah.
Set boundaries.
Yes.
And never settle for less than you deserve.
That's right.
This week's wrap-up, Season 1, Episode 5 of The Shongo Diary. This week on The Shongo Diary, we're diving into all the juicy highs and lows of Monica and Shongo's roller coaster relationship. These two are wild. One minute, it's deep love confessions and steamy plans for the future, and the next, they're tangled up in arguments about trust and commitment. Monica is out here holding it down as a boss TV producer, balancing power moves at work while trying to figure out where she really stands with Shongo. Meanwhile, Shango's giving us that maddening mix of sexy mystery and frustrating ambiguity that keeps Monica and us on edge. Their chemistry is off the charts, but let's be real, communication is not their strong suit. Between Monica's fierce independence and Shango's reluctance to lock things down, it's a constant push and pull that's impossible to look away from. This episode gave us everything: passion, attitude, and some serious relationship realness. Stick with us as we unpack all the fire, the flaws, and what might come next for these two. The Shongo Diaries is love, life, and drama at its finest. And that's a wrap on this week's episode of The Shongo Diary. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave us a review. It keeps the drama flowing and the tea hot. Catch us next week for another chapter of love, life, and everything in between, written by the one and only M. Madison. Until then, stay bold, stay flirty, and keep it real. See you next time.